Yeah, Shalom. In the aftermath of Birkas Hachama, I figured it would be a good idea to mechazik in the Indian of the Brach of Osam Asad Reishis and Tochuk Rosam Ole Olam. So this way we don't have to wait 28 years before we say that Brach again. Not necessarily on the Chama, but on other occasions. So the Mishnah in the ninth parak of Brachas, parak Haroa, says, "Valazikin valazavot valaraomim valruchas valabrokim omer baruch shakocho gvosom olayolam." So we're going to be discussing raomim and brokim. Raomim is what? Thunder. And brokim is lightning. So it says, that alzikin alazavas araamim baruchos valabrokim omar baruch shakocho gvosum alayolam alharim valagvos alayomim valha naharos val omar baruchos masavreshis. So the Gemara, so it seems in the Mishnah that you make Chocho Gvrosu Molei Olam on both thunder and lightning. And then in the Mishnah it says that on other things you make also Masav Reishis. What are those other things? Al Horim, Al Agvos, Al Yomim, Al Naharos. All these things you say, Oseb Baruch, Oseb Reishis. On certain mountains, certain bodies of water, etc. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, and on Tesavet Aleph, page 2, Al Horim, Al Gvos. Atu kolhani damara nahashter lav masav reishis ninu. In other words, horim agvos, this is masav reishis. And then thunder and lightning is not masav reishis. Vaksi barakim lamotar osa. Hashem created the barakim in masav reishis. So what does it mean? So how come you don't make, why do you make Chocho Gvrosu Molei Olam? You should make Osa Masav Reishis on these things as well. So Amar Abraye Kruch V'Toni. Let's see Rashi. Kruch V'Toni. V'Kulu Baruch Osa Reishis Baruch Shekocho Gvrosu Molei Olam. Korich V'Toni. Bikulhu bechada, bava. Valkulam shtei brachas halal. So he says, no, you make in a chanami, you make, it's not two separate things. On all these things, you make both brachas. Bekulu Baruch Oseb Reishis Ubaruch Shekocho Gvrosu Molei Olam Kruch V'Tani Lekulu Bechad Bava Malkulam Shekocho Malkulam what? Shtei Brachas Halalu. There's all these things in a chanami on the what? So what do you make two brachas on, according to Abaye? What? Thunder lightning. And what about the yomim? And the yomim and the... What? According to Abaye? All of them. Kulam. All those, all the things mentioned in the Mishnah, In other words, also that it says also Maaseh Bereishis, you also make Kocho Gvosu Malei Olam. That's Abayi. Rava Omer no. Hasim Bevarach Tarti. When it comes to what? Thunder, lightning, you make two brachas. Baruch Shekocho Malei Olam. Also Maaseh Bereishis. Hacha, but when you see the yam and the things like that, he only make osim maaseh bereishis ika shakachu gvor so mole olam leka, because you can't make kochu gvor so mole olam on the body of water, because it's not in the whole world, it's only in a specific place. So memela, you only make one bracha on those, but on thunder and lightning you make two brachas. Whereas Abaye says you make two brachas on all these things. Even on the yam and the harim, you make two brachas. So comes Tosis and says, Rava Amar Hasam Mivarach Shekocho Gvrosu Malei Olam. Omer Ohai Ohai. So Tosis disagrees with Rashi. Now when the Gemara says you make two brachas on the thunder and the lightning, means you have a choice to make this bracha or that. Not that you make both brachas. When you hear the thunder, you can make either Kocho Gvrosu Malei Olam or Osim Maaseh Bereishis. Either one. When you see the lightning, you can make Kocho Gvrosu Malei Olam or Osim Maaseh Bereishis. Either one. Either one. Whereas Rashi learns that no, you make both brachas. If you just see lightning, you make both brachas. Or if you hear thunder, you make both brachas. Tosis is saying when the Gemara says Kocho Gvrosu Malei Olam Vosu Maaseh Bereishis, not that you make both of them, either or. What do you think the pashtus in the Gemara is? Okay, this is all within Rava. You see, according to Abaye, you make two brachas. Even on the Harim and the Gvos, you make two brachas. Rava says no, Harim and Gvos, you can only make Osim Maaseh Bereishis, because they're only in a specific place. But thunder, lightning can be anywhere. So that you make Kocho Gvrosu Malei Olam, Osim Maaseh Bereishis. So Rashi learns to make both. And Tosis says both doesn't mean that you make both. You have a choice of making one or the other. So which is, do you think is more pashtus? Rashi. Yeah, no, it's a simple shot in the Gemara. Should we look at the Rambam? You want to look at the Rambam, please? Place 6 and place 7, please. Look at the Rambam. Al aruchos shenosfim b'zaf, al arokim, al ra'omim, al kol. What does the Ravid say?
One, and then if you want a second, that's not good. A little more.
Is he? Well, the Mertzim Varech Hashem. You mean you're saying?
In addition,
that's what you're learning. Harry's saying it's not Tosis. So what? Yemir Tashem. Meaning, in addition, Gaber, in addition, or I don't know. That's what we're debating here. So, what do you want to say it means? Tosa says make one or the other. Yeah, we're concerned with Rava. We passing like Rava. What is the Ravid? Let's take a look in the Ravid, if you can read the words. Kosov a Ravid Zal, Mor Yesh Mevarech Tarti. Yeah, this is very strange, huh? Hardly saying, do we ever find this anyplace else? Do we have a precedent in halacha? Such a thing? Casper?
Well, maybe since it's a Birkas Hodaah, it's a thanking bracha, it's different from any bracha we've really ever seen before. So maybe it's whatever you feel that you want to think. You should think some way.
Yeah, but it's strange. And usually Chazal, Masaki and a bracha, so this is the bracha. Okay, we have a concept, you know, you can make a shahakol and all the foods and your yotze, but it's different.
There's two aspects to this. You can't think about this and also my separation. So no, kochol b'alei olam. I mean, there's two aspects. You don't really have that by other.
Yeah. But look, I mean, I think Rambam's like Tosis. Do you think so?
And there's no other opinion. There's no opinion in the world that says like that. That you can pick one or the other. According to Bai, you have to say both.
According to Bai, you say both. According to Rava, two. So Rashi learns you say two, both of them. And Tosis learns either or.
Not that.
The question is, what is the Rambam saying? Sam?
It sounds like the Rambam, not the Rambam holds like Tosis.
Yeah. Okay. Now, how's this brought in?
It seems like most of us equations according to the Rambam is like secondary. Since he's like, if you can wrap it up,
so let's look at Shulchan Aruch.
There we go.
I didn't bracket it, but Sif Aleph for Reish Chof Zayin. So he says, Alazikinu min kochav hayore, a shooting star. You ever see a shooting star? You saw one, Moni? West Hampstead. Alabrokim v'ra'amim al-ruchos shenoshu b'zav ha-kolechem hem omer baruch osem ha-sev reishis v'im yurtze yomar shekocho gvrosom olay olam. So you have a choice. I mean, he's quoting the Lashon HaRambam. Because the Rambam has Kochel Rosh Malay on Yitzha. He has it the opposite. So look at the first taz. I don't know why I didn't bracket. The first taz. Aleph. Shekoku Vosso Batur Kosov Shim Yirza Yomar Kain. Or Yomar Barchosev Maservatius. But Minig Lomar, the Minig is to say Al Ra'amim Shekoku Vosso. On thunder, Koko Vosso. While Abrakim on lightning, Osa Maservatius. That's the Minig. Veni Ade Tamlaze. Vaisha Ra'amim Marim. Koach Mashen came with Brockim. You know, his there's really, you can make either one on either one. Whereas on lightning, you can make Koach Grosso, you can make also Masavreshi. So either one you can make on either one. But the minig is to make on lightning also Masavreshi, and on thunder. And he, I mean, his pashas is because thunder shows God's, you know, it's more scary. So like, it's, right? There's a famous Gemara in Brachas. You should take a look. The Mashgiach in Lakewood, Solomon. He likes to quote this Gemara. It's on page 2, Nun Tes Amud Aleph. I didn't put the arrow there, but it's in the middle bracket there, which I didn't arrow. See with the arrow I put on the bottom, go up a little further. Amal Rabbi Alachzandri. Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Lo nivru ra'amim ala lafashet akmumin yashabalev. Shenamel alakim osa sheyu mulfonov. That the point of thunder is to straighten the crookedness in your heart. Whereas if you're a little crooked and you need a little thesaurus, you hear some thunder, it straightens you out a little bit. You know, in other words, thunder makes you more meshubet to the Ribbono Shel. It straightens out the akmumia shebelev. So that's the minhag. That's the minhag. Now, let's take a look at Yerushalmi. On page 4. The seventh line on page 4. Yayushu Vrace Akise, Vrace Karya, and Yohalotze is Vlavarak Vatokhade Dibor Yotza, Vlavlo Yotza. Say you were in the bathroom at the time, and you hear thunder in the bathroom. So what do you do? So he says, if you can get out, talk to the dibur of the thunder and say the bracha, so do so. If not, not. So what does that mean, the pashtus? That you have to say it, not over lasiyosin, talk to the dibur. In other words, you can't hear thunder and decide 10 minutes later you're going to make, or even 2 minutes later. Mamash has to be talk to the dibur. You gotta right away. So if you're in the bathroom and the time you're gonna get out, it's already afterwards, then don't bother even. This is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Resh Chav Zayin Gimel. Page 8. Hayyoshe Beisakisi Visham Kol Ram Rab Barak Im Yochel Otsi Svorach Tochi Leidi Ber Yotza Vim Lav Lo Yotza. So that's the Mechaber brings down. Now, who disagrees with this? The Taz.
What if, let's say, sometimes like I'm sitting in my room and I hear the thunder lightning?
You what?
Sometimes I'm like sitting in my room and I hear the thunder lightning. I can't remember what breath I would say.
So now you know, you could say either one.
Right. Or I can remember the exact question of the breath. It's like, go look it up.
No, it's no good.
The
time you look it up, it's going to be after Tochadei Dibur.
So
either memorize one of them, memorize both of them. But now you know, either Osir Masvim Reishis or Kochel Gevurasim Olayolam. Or the Taz is Minig is, that thunder is Kochel Gevurasim Olayolam, and lightning is Osir Masvim Reishis. But you got to know by heart. The time you look it up, it'll be after Tochadei Dibur. You can't say anymore. Roush! Yeah, because you don't say either one, either or. It's good. It's a good deal. You want to say?
Well, the whole idea of lightning, is it in seeing the sky light up or in seeing the...
Oh! It's in the back of it. You're ahead of me. He's ahead of me.
In the city, you don't really see something.
Yes.
Say you missed the first one when they talk to you, you were... When you hear it, usually you'll hear, you know, a storm, you hear up the thunder again, you see lightning again.
So we have to see it. So let's see. So first let's see the Taz.
Quick question following up. Why can't you say that if you're like, say you're trying to figure out which one to say, you're not being matched up with Kavanah?
You're not being what?
It's not like there's a half-sick. In the process.
Yeah, but maybe that's not good enough. Process.
Didn't you say you say one, you say the bracha is three there, and you say one bracha, why should you have refused to say the other bracha? The other one would be ready to answer.
Okay, so let's take one step at a time. Let's look at the task. Talk to the deeper. Yetze. The Tzere. The Torah says the word is not Yotze. Yetze means go out of the bathroom. If you can get out of the bathroom in time, Yetze, leave. Not Yotze, but Yetze. Then Shaykh Khan Yotze becomes the potter who calls Shiev Shalom. The Vadi Kamar Mayasa. Page 30, Lot says Misham Ulvarch. Kedeshev Shalom Lassos Karoy Lvarch Son of Gaza King. Minirali says the Taz, the ain shir shall bracha tochidei dibur. He says it's not true. Bracha shir zeh lo yivarch. Nimkein hayel ham lo mashir zeh alikar adin. In other words, why wasn't ever mentioned? That has, it's strange. Why is the Shulchan Aruch telling us the din in the case of the bathroom? Why don't you just say the din? First, tell us the halacha of Tochidei Dibur. Why is it telling us the halacha of Tochidei Dibur in such a circuitous way? Does one of them say there's a din of Tochidei Dibur? Why does it say it with an illustration of the bathroom? Why don't you just say regular? Without the illustration of the bathroom. That if you're sitting there and you hear it, and then you didn't do it right away, then if you didn't do it Tochidei Dibur, you're not Yotze. Why isn't that din brought down? A simple din. This is a whole chagadya, a whole story. What? Because you didn't know the bracha, because you were blowing your nose, I don't know. You were on the phone, so you could say, this is the way they say it, you know. I don't know if it's such a big kasha. The nearly the ain't shir, shall bracha tachadei divar. So the Taz disagrees, he says it's not true. It doesn't have to be Tochidei Dibur. V'acha shir zeh lo yivarach dim kein hayel hamomar shir zeh halikar adin. Shir ha-brachom zehu Tochidei Dibur. Now the vade acha shir Tochidei Dibur gam kein tzarech levar kol she'ef shalom. V'ma shakosu v'shar brachom z'kum b'sim v'esh chavov v'inyin roi ilanos. Right, if you see ilanos, right, brachos ilanos, everybody told me that you can make it even past Chodesh Nisan. That's the Chasam Sofer. Yomi de Nisan doesn't mean not Dafka the month of Nisan. As long as it's still in that stage, you know.
You don't have to make it right at the tree. You can make it after.
No. Say you saw it. You looked at the Ilan. And then you're looking for the bracha in the Siddur. So do you have to take a look at the Ilan Elan and then? So he says, no. Once you saw the Ilan, so now make the bracha. So he's saying the pshat is, and this is the way Rabbi Berger said pshat to me, is that what's pshat in Yerushalmi according to the Taz is, there is a preference to be able to do a Tochidei Dibur. So if you can chop that, then you might as well get out of the bathroom quickly and do a Tochidei Dibur. But if not, there's no rush. If you missed the Tochidei Dibur, so you missed it, but then you'll say it when you come late, out 10 minutes later. So if you can chop the hiddur of Tochidei Dibur, so avada, try. If not, not. Whereas the other shot is that no, Tochidei Dibur is a absolute.
Maybe the reason why we think Tochidei Dibur by the bathroom is that when you're in the bathroom, you're putter from maybe doing the mitzvah. I mean, you're never chayev to make a bracha on a thunder lightning. So if you get out Tochidei Dibur, you'll be somebody who becomes chayev to say it. But if not, you're like putter in a mitzvah. You're in a state where you couldn't say the bracha. Being talking to the Hebrew maybe specifically only applies to that, but in order to make yourself chayef to say that, to say the bracha.
So what are you saying?
Because why say talk to the Hebrew? I mean, why do we have this halacha or talk to the Hebrew in general? Why specifically by the bathroom? Because when you're in the bathroom, you're potter from doing this mitzvah. You're not someone who's a barachiyuv. So in order to make yourself a barachiyuv, you have to tochidei dibur. Because the reason to make halacha of tochidei dibur is that if you can get out of the bathroom with tochidei dibur, you'll be somebody who becomes chayev to not say the bracha.
And then you can say it.
And you can say, yeah, maybe that's
the
tochidei dibur by the bathroom. Just become a barachiyuv.
Interesting. Okay, you're saying an interesting pshat. I like what you're saying. I don't know if it's a pashup pshat, but I like what you're saying. Masala?
That's how he translates to Yerushalmi. How does he translate then to Yerushalmi where it says being loved by Yitzhak?
Well, if you can't do it, so don't rush.
Don't rush. Okay.
Don't rush. Obviously, you're going to come out of the bathroom eventually. It doesn't mean never leave the bathroom. It means you'll come out, but there's no. imperative of coming out right away. Right, in other words, the way the Rebbe Berger understood the Taz was that the best thing is to do it Tochadei Dibur. So if you can get that in, you can cop that in. So cop it in. But if you can't, so then just take your time and then you'll say it whenever. Whereas the other poskim learn that it's a special din in that it has to be tough to the Dibur.
Misha said that you only make the brachas on those things when you see them in the brachim. So is that related to presumably because it wears off, you know, it's like all after you see so much. Is that the same thing with tough to the Dibur with the feminine lighting that like after tough to the Dibur, so it's like a common thing and like not such a deal? So you say the brachim, so if you see it every day, you're not going to.
Right, in other words, you don't say it twice. In other words, you don't say it in every thunder you hear. If you hear one thunder, you make it. And then if you hear another thunder, you don't. The only time you make another one is if it cleared up. The day cleared up. Now it's a totally clear day. And then if it became cloudy again later in the day, then you can make it again. But if it's one constant storm, so you just make it the first time. Yeah, in other words, if three constant days and you went to sleep, same thing. You can't make it again. What? You don't make it again. So that's the Taz, but I don't think the Mishnah Berurah. You have a Mishnah Berurah here? I don't think you can. Reish Chav Zayin. Gershon? How are you? One second.
The Shofar normally speaks in terms of Yatsar Aloyas, and like generally he never means that to be Yatsar. So why would the Taz say now?
No, that's what the word. No, that's just, he's just trying to explain what that word means. You shouldn't make a mistake. So the Mishnah Berurah says, "Mikolze nishma d'shir habracha shalom and barakim udavkim p'teich ledibur. Nover yosim b'teich ledibur meis shirah habarak hasham haram shub lo yivarach haram b'barak zeh." But it's mashma that, like you asked, if it thunders again, you would, if you missed it the first time, it thunders again, you make it again on the next thunder. Because if you made it on the first thunder, you can't make it on the second thunder unless the day clears up. If you missed the first thunder, but you're in the bathroom, say, and you couldn't get out to talk to the Dibur, and the thunders again, so make it on that. Mitam zehechad also tzrach of anotol yadav, b'shama koram or rabarak, you went chiyu, you went burach lechak yomer asher yotza. In other words, say you come out of the bathroom, you wash your hands, and you're about to say asher yotza, and you hear, and you hear the thundering and lightning. So don't say Asher Yotzer now. Say the bracha of... Because if you say Asher Yotzer, you're going to lose out on the bracha. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Does the Mishnah Berurah even quote the Taz here?
Maybe in that case the Taz would say where you have the chance to say it and you don't say it. who's the...
1 second. Yeah, the Shart Siyan says Chaim and Moshe Harsholim Chayodim the Loket Haz. We got pre-Godim Fak Bekalav. Avshar Magen Aburim Tzodesh Kat Haz. Savik Brachas Lohakta. Savik Brachas Lohakta. In other words, there's one Achron he found that thinks that the Taz is probably right, but the Mishnah Berurah says that Savik Brachas Lohakta. And therefore, you shouldn't make it. I mean, Josh Weinberg was saying he thinks the Pachup Shad is not like the Taz. Is that what he thinks? No? That's what it seems, no? So you have to do a talk today, Dibur. And that's Halacha Beis. On page 8, it says, Kozman Shalon is Pazru Ha'avim, as long as the clouds didn't disperse. Nifta Bebracha Achas. So you can make one bracha. But this Pazru, then you have to make another bracha on, there's another bracha on the thunder. The clouds are still there, they're not. I think you're a tunnel.
Is that referring to maybe one storm, or is that even like a place like Seattle can be cloudy for a week and week and weeks and storm sometimes and then just stay cloudy? Is it one storm, or if you can see the sun? That's what I got to. One broken another.
What does he say? That's his lashon. No. Now take a look at the Prima Garden on page 10. Yitches. Kaimel and Birkas a mitzvah b'amida. The name is Yushof, right? When you make a Birkas a mitzvah, you usually stand. And we learned that actually from Sfiras HaOmer. Echel her chermesh bakama, al tikre kama ela koma. It's erect, standing straight up. So birkas a mitzvah b'amida, birkas anenin b'yeshiva. Birkas anenin is b'yeshiva. But says the second arrow, Birkas Shevach Rashai Miyushov. You're allowed, in other words, you don't have to get up. Say you're sitting in your seat and you hear thunder, you make Shekocho Gvoso Moleolam. You don't have to stand up. Because the Birkas HaShevach, you could say sitting down, except for which one? What? He says, except for Kiddush Levana. Why? Right, we say it. What does it say? Il mole zochel Yisrael el akbil pnei avivim shabashamayim pa machodus dayim amar abaye hilchach sarich l'meimram u'umad. So the Prima Gadol says, you see from here that it's special din by Birkas HaLevana. By Kiddush Levana, That's Kabbalah's Pnei Hashchina. You have to say it Mu'uman. And that's what, not only you have to say Mu'uman, but what?
You have to go outside. You can't have supposed to say
Kabbalah's Pnei Hashchina is supposed to stand, but the bracha on the on thunder and lightning is not Kabbalah's Pnei Hashchina. There's a discussion. What about we talk a little bit about Birkas Hachama? So Pashtus is like Rabbi Bari said, it's not. And Rav Harfen has also said, you know, it's not. There's somebody Rabbi Reitport, Rabbi Yitzchak Reitport, the Kamachok in Brooklyn. You know, the whole conscious about Birkas Hachama. And he kind of is that Birkas Hachama is also Kabbalah's Pnei Hashchina. But the Rabbi thought not, and the Harfen is also thought not. The Harfen says, well, who are we to say what's Kabbalah's Pnei Hashchina and what's not? So if we have a Beferish or Gemara that says that Kiddush Levon is Kabbalah's Pnei Hashchina, so that's it. But we don't have a Gemara that says it's by Birkas Hachama. So your guess is as good as mine. You know, how can we, that's what Rav Harfen says, well, how can we be mechadish? That's why Rav Avadi says that by Birkas Hachama you can say from indoors. You don't even have to go outside for Birkas Hachama. You can see the window, see the sun from your window, and you say Birkas Hachama. Yeah, the question is it Likuva or not? I don't know if it's, we have to check if it's Likuva. Maybe that's the only choice. So Birkas Ra'amim, you could say he's sitting down. It's a Birkas HaShavach. And the only Birkas HaShavach you have to stand is Kiddush Levana, because it says Amar Baye Hilkach Serech Meimimu. I think this was one of the Rav Shechter likes to ask this question. Do you have to stand for Kiddush Levana? No, am I saying that had it not been Amar the Mali is often we saw Bill Dayan, he's saying that it's Kabbalah's Pnei Hashchina.
If it happened every day, he would have
Kabbalah's Pnei. No, that would have been enough. It could have happened every day, and it could have been Kabbalah's Pnei Hashchina every day. This is enough. If this is what we would have been Zolcha for, just this thing, that would have been a good thing. Now, what if you're in the middle of davening? What happens if you're in the middle of davening? So take a look in the Chayodim. Page 16. Yishama kol ra'amim mubrokim mutu levar hafil be'emtza mizmor. Because if you're middle of psukei dezimra, you could say it. Because if you don't say it now, in the middle of Sukkot Zimri, you're not going to be able to say it later. Michol Mokom, in Hitil Mayim, just like we saw before, if you went to the bathroom, Lo Yivarach Asher Yotza, Yochol Levarach Achar Tefillah. Now, what about in the middle of Birkas Kriyashma? Did you say, could you say the bracha in the middle of Birkas Kriyashma? Yeah. Sam?
The Taz would say you
could
say it later.
Yeah, the Taz would say you could say it later, yeah. There's no problem with going to the Taz. But the Mishnah Berurah says, you know, Safik Brachas Lachiel, so don't follow the Taz.
Just to clarify, there's no, you know, in the
Tefachim
that says like Pitbull Bar Yisrael Shulimah?
He's saying, I don't know, is that called? Yeah. I don't know if it's strictly a mitzvah. So take a look at the Rush on page 12. So he discusses what is the din of answering Kaddish and Kedusha in the middle of Birkas Kriya Shema or Kriya Shema. So the Rosh says, "Be'inyan hafsaka be'Kriya Shema be'Birkas u'be'Brachas l'Kaddish l'Kedusha u'Barchu in posuk halav." So he says, "Yesh misha omer she'afal pi she'shoel mipnei hayira u'meishiv mipnei hakavod." What does it mean, "shoel mipnei hayira"? What? If somebody you're afraid of passes by, you have to what? You have to initiate the greeting. If somebody that you're not what?
Fearful,
but you're respectful for, if they greet you, you can respond, but you shouldn't initiate. So he says, so the question is, answering Kaddish or Kedusha, is that like Meshiv b'Pnei HaKovod? So he says, "Neish Mishol Mevshafapi Shashol B'Nei Yir Meshiv b'Pnei HaKovod Afil Hachi Einu Posti L'Kadish L'Kedusha Kevin Shosik B'Shvacha Shal Mokom Einu L'Hafsik B'Shvil Shvach Acher." In other words, what are you saying? You have to greet the Ribbono Shel Olam, but you're greeting him with, you know. So why should you have to say Kaddish or Kedusha? You're saying you're ready Kriya Shema, Birkas Kriya Shema, so you're Osik. So therefore, he says it only applies to a person. If a person comes who you have to respond to, so then you can. But to say to answer Kaddish and Kedusha in the middle of Kriya Shema, Birkas Kriya Shema, and you want to say that that's called Meshib, what would it be? A Meshiv Bnei HaKovod? So that's not true.
So you don't need to respond?
That's the first opinion. But Rov HaMefarshim Eskim HaShaposek HaFil BeEmtza HaPerek V'Logor M'Masha Mavstik Lishol M'Pnei HaYira V'Lashim Bnei HaKovod. But it is, in other words, we view it like either Shol Bnei HaYira or Meshiv Bnei HaKovod V'Chein Eskim HaRav Rabbi Yona. And even heavy raya, me the pligi will come on in mafsik betfilo the kaddish and kedushim lo. Avogav the masik hilchas amandol meinu mafsik. Pivolach yikem in the chazin the betfilo shafilo hamelach shol b'shlomo yeshivena filo nochu korach al mukomo lo yafsik nechkel mafsik the kaddish im lo. So there's a shayla. What about Shimon Esrei? Are you allowed to be mafsik for Kaddish and Kedusha? And the halacha is no, you're not allowed to. So you see that the only suffix the Gemara had by tefillah, because by tefillah, you know, is very chomer. Even if there's a snake there, I guess it's a non-poisonous snake. You can't stop. But yet there's a machlokus where the mafsik with kaddish alo. Mechlal the priyash mechaser the kaimel the mafsim ne year of ne akover pshitul al kulu the mafsik hilchach le kaddish uvekdusha le baruch mafsik afil beemtza haperek. Pei daiti maskem asafu pi shonasati nasati bedovim neharav Rami Rutenberg. Niskim daiti shein lahafsik. In other words, the Rosh thinks you should be, you can be mafsik in the middle of Kriya Shema for Kaddish and Kedusha and Baruch Hu. Right. Whereas the first opinion said no. Stop and answer. Well, that's right, not. But so there are two opinions here in the Rosh. Whether you're allowed to, do we say that this is logara from Shol Mipnei Hayira Meshib Mipnei Kovid? First opinion says it's gara because over there, because you know, the Kovid is the Ribbono Shel Olam, but you're giving Kovid to Ribbono Shel Olam by saying Birkas Kriya Shema. So why should it be mafsik? And the other opinion says you are mafsik. And also, oh, let's see in Shulchan Aruch. On page 14. Samach Vav Gimel. The Kaddish of the Kedusha of the Baruch Hu Mafsik a field of Emtza Pasuk, V'chein L'modin. So you can't be Mafsik. Ava lo yomar elab tevas modim bilvad. If you, V'chein, the Baruch Hu, lo yomar yis Baruch Hu yishtaba. V'yesh omen, the omen, sh'onim achar birkas hakel ha-kodosh, v'achar shomeh tefilo, yesh lo din Kedusha v'yokol lo'anos, v'zom b'kriya shema. Hey Nika, Kol Hani Mili Poskim Poshikin Bomer Taknun. So the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, you could stop. Like the Rush. That is, Stop them both. So comes the Magen Avraham, what? Right, the Kriya Shema itself. So says the Magen Avraham. Take a look in the Magen Avraham. It's of cotton hay. Mafsik din posik l'shoel m'bnei kavod. Gosu v'dam kavachom m'bnei kavod HaKadosh Baruch Hu. May time nirli dim shoma kol ra'amim yafsik v'yivarech. So the Magen Avraham says a chiddush. So just like the Rosh and the Shulchan Aruch permit for Kaddish Kedusha Baruch Hu, it's like reading HaKadosh Baruch Hu or responding to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in the middle of Kriya Shema, he could even make the bracha of on the thunder. I don't know, does he mean to say the thunder dafka, not the lightning? Or does he mean to say thunder v'hu adin lightning? I'm not so sure he means the lafuke, right? So that's a chiddush of the Magen Avraham, that you're middle of Kriya Shema and you hear thunder, you make the bracha.
Maybe it could just be
who argues on this Magen Avraham? So the Shari Tshuva calls the Bechor Shor argues on the Magen Avraham here. That's on page 11. Because of a Magen Avraham, the Kaddish of Kedusha Mafsik B'Kriya Shema Afil B'Emtza Pasuk. Because of Shom Zekovo, Bosa V'Dam Kav Chom V'Kod HaKadosh Baruch Hu. My time nearly Dim Shomako R'Amim Yifsak V'Yivarech. Ad Kol Moshem Magen Avraham. But Timati, the Mashma Vada, Dal Kochel Apolik HaRosh Ahanu Haposkim Shalom Hafsi Kim Bekadosh Kedusha Bechol Midi Dehava Dovah Shebekdusha Reyasa Huva Beis Yosef Neshakli Vitari Gemar Masik Kani Mil Betfilo. There was a whole good discussion in the Gemara by Shimon Esrei. The Alma of the Kriyashma Shaper Dami. Of Lomi Tav Kal Vachomer. And the Kal Vachomer Prichuhu. Meshkos of Osrim. The Osrim Bishvach HaShem Mokom and Mahafsik Bishvil Shalo Omer. There was the Kal Vachomer is not such a great Kal Vachomer. Words to say that if you're mafsik for there's a kavachomer from Sholem Ve'akavod, because like the other Rishonim said, here you are being osik b'shvach Hashem Makom. So it must be that the Rai is from the Gemara that has a whole discussion. Can you be mafsik for these things in the middle of Tefillah? So it's mashma. The whole suffix was only by Tefillah, but by Kriyashma is not a problem. So he says, "Chaynei Poshet came into the Matzino da Rosh Rusiato Cholag Asovim Shaku Kovacham B'Midah Shebekdusha Ein Lozos Midivreim Ein Lafsig B'Shum Bracha." So he says that it was when the Gemara was asking about Tefillah, it was talking about Kaddish Kedusha, these things. And the Gemara was discussing, can you be mafsing in tefillah? But in Mashma, the whole suffix was only by tefillah. So it implies Kriyashma was Pasha. But the Gemara didn't speak about Birkas Ra'am there. So you have no raya for Birkas Ra'am. So therefore, he thinks you shouldn't stop. And that's what Rav Abadi told me. He thought not like the Magen Avraham, that we shouldn't follow the Magen Avraham. That we should only say Parach of Ra'amim in the middle of Sukkot the Zimra. But not in the middle of Kriya Shema, Birkas Kriya Shema. You mean all these brachas? I don't know, I have to look into that. But still, it's a bracha that Chazal and Masakin, so... No, but you see that it's something you're supposed to do. You're supposed to do it. You're supposed to make the bracha. Chazal wanted you to make the bracha. Or else they wouldn't be Masakin the bracha.
Of course, but is it so clear they want you to make it in the middle of...
Well, so that's the question. I mean,
why does Chayav say that?
Because he feels you should make it. So therefore, if you're going to lose out, you might as well make it now. Okay, I can't tell you. Now, yeah. Sam Colander.
Or from the body from Sikh Zimra.
would they say that you could stop the old pasuk that has God's name in it if you said God's name?
I mean, what if you said you're in the middle of a pasuk that has Shem Hashem? I don't know how to look into that. I mean, because maybe then you're saying Shem Hashem. I don't know. I have to look into that. Now, yes.
Okay, what about the Zerah Shabbos?
Zerah Shabbos. That's a good one. I'll get back to you. That's a good one. Gershon? Now, what do you have to see for the lightning? Do you have to see the bolt? Do you have to see the bolt? Or is it enough just to see light? So I guess you don't say it too often then. Okay, so one second. So first, you know, I mentioned that the Birkas Hachama packet, the sheet of the Panamira, but I don't think we have a sword inside. The question by Birkas Hachama first. Do you have to see the sun, or is it enough to see the light? So let's go back to Birkas Hachama, and then we'll make our way forward to Birkas Havol. So the Panamira says a tshuva, which we saw quoted, Chasam Sofer didn't disagreed. Pani Mira says on page 19, Gassin Pek Haroa, Haroa Chama B'tkufasa, Oma Baruchos HaVeshe Reishis, quotes Rashi. We name before Tam Baruchos Zul, Mishum Shah Chama Bob Minakuda B'tkilos Bur Yasa, right? This is where the Chama was, and it's a traditional, right? Created in the beginning of the day, right? It was Wednesday, 6 p.m., Tuesday night. And then there's four possibilities of waking fall, right? 7 days, right? Okay, now Shannanim Chasim Hashem is Roy Levark. He says, even if the Anonim are covering up the Shemesh, you could make it. Vare, Kama Lav Dafka Guf Hashemesh, El Haroa or Hashemesh. And the Ira Biyom. That's what happened here. You know what happened here? They got together, and we got together in Laurel Hill Terrace, 186th Street, and the sun was out. So we were waiting for everyone to gather. So my wife says she saw it right away, she made the bracha right away. But the rest of us were waiting for everyone to gather, and then the chazan, so the time the chazan got to make the bracha, no sun. So he made the bracha when there was no sun. He told me later he felt bad because he felt everyone was waiting, and you know, but the mice said there was no sun when he made the bracha. So then everyone was, originally the plan was he was going to make it, and then everyone was going to say it right after him. So he made it loud, and then no one wanted to make it afterwards because the sun disappeared. So he was on the funny ears. But then the sun started coming out, and then Rabbi Cohen made the bracha, and everyone followed when the sun came out. But the Pani Mira says that what that fellow did was not connected halacha, because Pani Mira sheet is, it's not enough to. You don't have to see the actual sun, it's enough you see the light. So, Birkas Hachama. Now we saw that the Chasam Sofer was asked whether he agrees to that, and he says, absolutely not. I do not agree with this. But the Panim Eros was no... Panim Eros was Adam Gadol. Maybe you should do some research on the Panim Eros. Yeah. But Mayor Eisenstein. Or Hashem, Shemir Biyom. Nosta. Venerim Mele Biyom Bikila. Mechas Rishon Tzach Omer Hosev Masev Eshus. One second. Mutsina Kama Ponim Kishas Lav Davka Nachat Ben Rambu Kuba Waskir. There are some things are Lav Davka. Like when you hear the Gemara says, when you hear the rooster crow in the morning, you say, Asher Nosan Basarechri. But we make it even if we don't hear. So it's Lav Davka. Lav Davka Roa. Probably Kiddush Levana is a different thing. You have to be Nana from the Levana. Masha in Kain Hacha, the Ikar HaBracha, Shazachin Uros, that we see the sun in its original spot. So we see it, we just don't see the ball, but we see that the light is coming from there. So he says, "Chen Yira Benisan Shnas Tov Pei Tes." So he would stop in Levarch Bracha. Say, "Ananan V'lo Nira Guf Hashemesh." So I raise the Levarch. I'll call upon him below Shem and Malchus. So Matthew Al Ravid Shakasav Shal, and he together with the Ravid's opinion at Paskin that all these brachas in the ninth parak are below Shem and Malchus. But he says, "Ladina Nirali Levarch Af B'Shem and Malchus." That's a, and the Chasam Sofer disagree. So there is a tshuva that the Tzitz Eliezer wrote to Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank. Now, as Rabbi Berger pointed out to me, it's not the Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank. It's probably a grandson of that who got that name. So it was written in. So the question is like this: Is this issue by Birkas Hachama, where you have to see the sun or just the light? Can you compare that to the bracha of the lightning, where you have to see the bolt or just the light? So this Rav thought that Taba HaTali, that according to the Panim Eros, that it's enough to see the light. So by Birkas, that it's enough to see the light by Birkas Hachama. So then by lightning, it's enough to see the light. But according to the Chasam Sofer, that you have to see the actual Shemesh. So then by Birkas Hachama. So then by what?
Lightning.
By lightning, you have to see the actual bolt. And the Tzitz Eliezer thinks he's incorrect. That, in other words, so then it comes out, according to this Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, who or some grandson or whatever it is, then he's not, that if you don't see the, according to the Chasam Sofer, that if you don't see the bolt, you're not Yotze. Like Shai was saying. But the Tzitz Eliezer disagrees, and he thinks that by lightning, everyone would agree that you don't have to see the bolt.
You don't.
You do not. So he starts off on page 21. Amati la'alos al-shukhulam 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 al-yomim b'mishahu shavayis ro'a barak av'aloro ha barak v'atzmo v'shamayim rak ro'a shanasa or. Right, a lot of times this happens. Right, we see we're home, and we just see light. We see the light, right? The window lights up. We don't see the bolt. So what's the din? So he says, fourth column, last paragraph. page 21. Panias daiti nera litlos asfegas hanal ba'ashukli rabravi le'inyan birkas achama. As he thinks that this machlokas is talai on the machlokas by birkas achama, that the pani miro says that you don't have to see the chama. And the chasim sofer ulumazeh the very upon a miracle of a chasim sofer that if you don't see it, you're not yotzi. If you see the outline, the chalapachas, that if you don't see, you're not yotzi. So the Tzitz Eliezer responds that he thinks it's not true. Page 22, second column. V'nei v'dayti ein l'zeh kol shaychus l'pluk t'hanal shabein upon a miracle of a chasim sofer l'gav v'rikas chama k'am b'nei d'nei kol alma yodu yesh l'varach afilu k'she'inu roa. He says he doesn't think this has anything to do with the machlokas between the Panimiros and the Chasim Sofer. The Kambi Nudanen Kulyamu Yodu Diesh Lavar Hafil Shaina Ro Gufa Barak Vashamayim. Sham Gabi Birkas Achamar, Ekosu B'Talmudim. What does it say? Haroah. Chama be, what does it say? B'tchufasa, right? So actually you have to see it. Okay, in Peliga. But aval gabi pirkes habarach v'tzino hipucho. V'shum bachum talmudin lo kosov loshon haroa. It doesn't say haroa. What does it say? Ve'al ha brokim, ve'al ha ramim. It doesn't say haroa es habarach. So you see that you don't have to see it. You don't have to see the lightning. Shayir gufa barak b'shamayim. Tzorech l'varach am shiroi ala aretz karnei or shal barak. In other words, you don't have to see the bark. It doesn't say aro, it's a brokim. Ala brokim. So you can't just stop making it. In other words, when you see the light, that's making it ala brokim. Because it never says haro es ha barak. Mimchas es sofer. So bayit berkas hacham, it says aro. So the Panimiro says that's Lav Dafka. But then in the end, second column, last paragraph, Lav the Milsa Osev Magam Madis of Yerushalmi. In my Yoshe Beis HaKnes, Kise rather, Shama Kol Ra'am, right, Yerushalmi. That's what it says. There's a nice article here with Sefer Madani Yontif on this topic. Yeah. It says, Eliezer says, all you have to see is the light. You don't have to see the...
The
Maisa.
What? The Maisa, you see the
light, it's not... Yeah, Vashas. That's how I think many hold.
I'm not sure that because it says by lightning, it says Aroa, Malcolm Shinas Lohisa, and then the Vials is just a continuation of that first thing. Maybe the Chassam Sofer would say the same thing.
Mishu says Aroa. Vial. So Val is just on Haroa. Right, to Shire. No, but that was Haroa. Now it's Val, Val, Val. It doesn't mean it's not going back to Haroa.
You don't see thunder.
You don't see thunder, right? Right, thunder's on the list, right? Harry says thunder's on the list. You don't see thunder, so it's on the occurrence of thunder. So on the occurrence of this, if there was light, that means that there was in Shemayim there was a bolt.
So I have a question on the Panimiros. If it says it's right,
say the same bracha for. And by Birkas Hacham it says haro, and by it says al, he says lav davka haroa. Like, how can he say that? It seems that it's literally haroa in the case of Birkas Hacham and al by Baruch.
And therefore.
And therefore, it seems that.
No, but he could say even haroa is lav davka.
But then why would it?
Because he's saying, what's the point of the chama? We're not making the bracha on the hanor from the chama. We're making the bracha on the occurrence that the chama now is in the same spot it was. So once you see the light over there, you see that it's in the same spot. So why should you have to? So you could say, well, afal pi ken chazal v'masakein that you have to mind see the ball, but you could say the other way. So you see the light coming out of that spot. That's cool. The roa is a chama. That's
the fundamental. Right, seeing the lightning, not just the light, not the bulb.
That's
the grill. It's meant to be a reference channel in general, but if you wake up in the middle of the night and thunderstorm, you have to wash an egg of that something to make the reference.
That's an excellent question. But what if in the middle of the night? What if in the middle of the night?
What?
Yeah.
Let me look into that. Is that so much like Kuva? This idea of not making a bracha of. Yeah. I'll look into it. What was the other thing that someone asked? Chazar Sashatz, yeah. It's good because I think these are brachas that people are shtickle mazalzel. So I think that Birkas Hachama should give us a chizuk that we don't have to wait 28 years to make some of these brachas, right? What? Okay, everyone's saying? So, okay. Tomorrow, Bez Hashem, we're going to start the packet on. We have to finish that. We're going to do Chazara. And then we have a Bechina on. Well, what day do we do that?
Tuesday.
Tuesday? Week of Tuesday, so we gotta get started. We'll see. Okay.
Question, but I once heard that if you make an osam and a rachis, you can't, it covers both of them first. It's not.